Okay, so at some point, my father did find out. I don't know if I told my parents anything. I don't remember doing so. Most likely, I would have kept everything to myself, like I always did. So, my father would have been still probably at the CIA at the time when he found out. And I believe Bush Sr. would have still been at the CIA or been somewhere in a high enough position to do something, but not much of anything, because apparently this is being run by the military. So my father was unable to stop the torture on me through the CIA. That goes to show you that the government can't even stop itself. Even if he went to the FBI, they would have done nothing. Which makes me sick to my stomach. A lot of these memories have caused me to really hate this country. But my dad ran a program on me, probably knowing that that would be the outcome. As a CIA agent, he was devoted to our country and wanted to try to help me, I guess, psychologically. So what he did was, I don't know whether he planned it out with Herbert Bush Sr. or not, but he decided to run his own op either simultaneously with this horrific government torture MKUltra Monarch thing op that was destroying my life and making it impossible for me to ever join the CIA, FBI, or anyone else that could help other people, or at least you think they can, but I guess they can't really. So my dad ran an op to basically probably save my head, basically, and train me for other things. So what he did was ran it up to make me feel like I was worthwhile. Excuse me, I'm really tired. I can't sleep. I'm not doing too well physically. I don't sleep well. I'll just go into the op he ran in another video. I'm just saying that he ran it up that he would do things like repeat JFK words or repeat the Star Spangled Banner to try to bring me back to America, because he knew it was going to destroy me. I'll talk about my dad's op some other time. Bye. So somebody stated at one point when I was making videos that I seem to be fine, and I have absolutely, I'm not fine. I've been battling all types of mental issues due to the abuse my whole life, and tried to commit suicide at a young age, losing the use of my legs, and I tried to surf a large wave that was not in my skill range, in which I broke my neck and was quadriplegic for a while at age 18. And I'm absolutely terrified. The memories, especially the memories of the government military torture, are extremely, I don't know what's more upsetting, the continuous SRA abuse or the military training, but military experiments, and no, this isn't okay. I can't live a regular life. I don't know how to be free. I don't know how to make friends. I have struggled my whole life to try to function in a normal fashion. I do have extremely great skill sets at solving problems and finding out what's really going on, or doing certain things that I'm not able to discuss that I can't really do right now because I'm in such fear. I mean, I'm being told by Jesus not to go near my children right now because I don't know if I'm in danger. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I think I'm losing my mind. Hi, okay, so I'm posting this. I just am making a short video because I had another memory that I felt I should share because it helps me. It does help to share it, I think. So this one, now I could have been in a state of complete panic and disarray for the past few days because of this memory trying to come through that I wasn't allowing it to come through. And there's actually probably more. I might not be able to explain all of it in the video. So I'm going to try to make it quick and short because the videos have to be short. So what I remembered last night is I had a feeling that before I was presented to the satanic cult, the Freemasonic lodges, Illuminati, at age 2, I had a feeling I must have already been raped because I actually got into a sexual position for the 47-year-old man or 45-year-old man that raped me at age 2 there. So I went back last night to figure out what had happened before I was raped at the Freemasonic lodges. And I found out that it was my great-grandfather that raped me somewhere around between ages 2, around age 2, maybe a little bit before age 2, and told me that this is going to be what's going to be happening to me from now on at the Freemasonic Lodge, and to try to relax and not scream because they really get upset with you if you scream or make noises, and you have to try to relax and pretend it doesn't hurt or they'll get angry. And then he proceeded to put me on top of him naked and raped me, and then continued, and I just remember being completely silent, or maybe saying, wincing in pain, and he said, but you have to relax, because if you wince in pain, they get really angry at you at the lodge. And then he sexually touched me, and then it just went on for too long. I do not believe he even came or anything. He finally stopped, and my step-great-grandmother was in the room for part of this time, and he said, go get me a white cloth, and I was bleeding, so they took the white cloth and got, like, a sample of my blood, and he said, we'll have to give this to the Freemasonic Lodge and let them know that it was I that did it to her, otherwise, blah, 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 and I didn't hear the rest of it. I blacked it out. So, yeah, that's the end of this video. I'll put more in the description. Lost innocence, lost hope. So, let's see if I can turn this on. Yay! Unicorns and rainbows are probably the only thing that I kept from my childhood alive to survive the extent of sexual rape from the time I was born until age 11 or 12, prostitution, satanic ritual abuse, just government torture, government programming, and just nonstop abuse, physical abuse by my parents, neglect, physical neglect, mental, emotional neglect, medical neglect. So, like, the Freemasons told my mom not to take me to a regular doctor. The Freemasonic doctor, quote-unquote doctor, would just rape me at a closed church and pass my examination without examining me. I'm repeating this probably from another video because I want to stress that I actually have a small atrial valve heart condition that I was born with. So in my heart is a very small hole in a valve that was never diagnosed because the Freemasons, Illuminati, and my Illuminati family made sure that I did not receive proper medical care. Now, of course, at the time when I was born, they wouldn't have been able to do anything about it. I was born in the mid-70s. But by the 80s, they would have been able to operate probably successfully. I received no medical care after maybe the first couple months of life. So I was born in a hospital and so forth, but after that, it was nothing. I did, when I was tortured by the government, I was seen by like a government facility that I was taken to by my mother. So my mother probably is aware of the torture. I actually asked her. What I need to do is not contact my mother because she was my handler for multiple government operations. She also was my handler for the Freemasonic lodges and Illuminati, Bohemian Grove. She mentally, physically, psychologically abused me, and from ages 6 to 10, she prostituted me out. So I was forced to have sex with these disgusting, fat, old, ugly, hideous cops. And they were cops. They showed me their badges. Most of them were cops. I don't know if all of them were, but a good amount were cops. Having sex with 6-year-olds to 10-year-olds. I absolutely despise the fucking police. And I'm not gonna like water this down or like not swear. I fucking hate the fucking cops. All of them. I think they're all a bunch of fucking disgusting pigs. They shoot people in the faces and they rape children. I know it for a fact because I was one of their victims. I was horrifically raped by them. I honestly can't even tell which is worse, the rape at the Freemasonic lodges or the rape by these cops or the rape by my relatives, because all of my relatives involved in the Freemasonic Illuminati scene also raped me. The only thing that really was probably worse was the Hollywood event that I remember so far. Now, this is only one of the Hollywood events. It could have been more than one. So everyone's been asking me to redo the Hollywood Illuminati / Freemasonic ritual rape abuse of me when I was 3 years old. So I will go ahead and redo that video next. Bye. Okay, so I haven't really written down bullet points or done anything like that because I'm really battling right now. My whole life lately has been completely stopped and dysfunctioned since, now the memories started over a year ago, but the bulk of the memories I would say are coming in like daily to weekly now. So I got like the main memories about a year ago, and then lately it's just been almost daily to weekly. So I've been completely disabled by it. I mean, I already suffer from severe PTSD, dissociative identity disorder. I have multiple identities. I'm aware of them. I even have named them. One of them is Skylar. She's like really, really dangerous. I don't want her taking control of everything. She's like acts out and does things that I don't want her doing. So, okay, this video is about why I can't post my mother's name. So my mother is like the main handler for everything. For the SRA. No, she wasn't like maybe the one responsible for it. So she was told to do it. She was forced into cooperating with the Freemasonic people by my great-grandfather originally. So maybe she started out completely innocent. Maybe she didn't even want to do it at all. But the point is, then she became my main handler for everything from government torture, government ops, to satanic ritual abuse in the Illuminati, the Freemasonic Lodge, to then doing something that nobody told her to do. Whether she just completely lost her mind or wanted money, I don't know, but she prostituted me out from ages 6 to 10 to cops. Mainly it was cops where they'd show me their badges. They told me if I tried to tell anyone, I'd be arrested. They lied to me. They said I'd be arrested and I'd go to jail. Well, they probably could have done something horrific to me. I don't know. They could have killed me. They could have done anything to me. They terrified me. I was absolutely terrified. They were completely brutal with me. I actually found that sometimes at the Freemasonic Lodge, the people were not brutal. It depended. I mean, sometimes they were extremely brutal and sometimes they were gentlemanly when they were raping me from ages 2 on. But anyway, so my mother, the handler, who also prostituted me out, okay, this is really, really screwed up. So I didn't know. I had a lot of memories that I was like on the brink of remembering my whole life, but I split my personality so that I wouldn't have to deal with it. And I created Skylar, who was a rock star, who was like a rebel, semi-punk rock, grunge rock chick, totally streetwise, totally wouldn't touch anyone, wouldn't have sex. I mean, occasionally I'd have sex with a guy if I really, really liked him, but stayed away from, like, all sexual activity because I was really traumatized by the amount of sex that happened to me as a child. And Skylar existed through my 20s. So the reason I can't post my mother's name is that, and Skylar still exists, she tries to control me and so forth, but she is not... I can't go into that. It'll take too long to explain Skylar or other personalities. My other personalities being just various forms of myself being a child abused. So they aren't really personalities per se. Now, I was actually told during a government operation they purposely created 14 different identities. And I'm not sure. I assume they were all nonviolent because they would all have different tasks to do for the government, and most of them, they would not need a violent person, but I think one of them would be violent, and that would be like the assassin that they created. Anyway, I'm in control of all that, but the reason I can't post my mother's name is because her entire family is Illuminati Freemasonic, and they're all still alive. So as soon as I put I asked Jesus about it. I've asked Jesus about it. What do I do? There's nothing I can do. I can't even press charges. The state wants to press charges against her for what she did to me. The state's attorney wants to help and do something. Nobody can do anything because if I do anything, I run the risk of getting killed by the rest of my Illuminati family. Literally. And my children's lives would be in danger. And not only that, I can't see my children anymore. I cannot go near her house. Jesus is warning me just to stay away from her. Like, she has tried to victimize me since gaining custody of my youngest child a couple years ago. And now she has custody of my child, physical custody. I have legal custody, but I actually am not sane enough right now to take care of him. I don't want him to be in the care of this woman, of course. But she also doesn't abuse boys, and she's not currently being forced into doing anything for the Illuminati. So, I mean, I don't think she's abusing my son. The problem is I can't see my children at all because my ex also, I told my ex about what she did to me as a child and some of the things she did to me, not the extent of the abuse. And then when we broke up, because he got violent with me and drunk and threatened me and my child, when we broke up, I left with my child and gave a protective order. He then made sure that the only way I can now see my other child, my other son, is through my mother on purpose to abuse me further. So I can't see my children, and she's got my children, and she's still in my life, and she degrades me, insults me every time I see her. And before the memories even came back, I have to mentally prepare myself to see her for years. Because for years, I've been having to go over to her house weekly to see my eldest child. It's been forced that way upon me by the courts. It's so much injustice. I'm ending the video. Okay, so everyone wants me to go into the video about me being tortured by the Illuminati in Hollywood. But I'm going to have to warn you that I decided, for my own personal safety, it's best not to name names because they are extremely deadly and dangerous. I am not going to name names, and although I named names of victims that were there before, I don't really think it's fair to them to name them as victims because they have to make that choice themselves. Now, a lot of them can't make that choice to come out and say that I'm a victim because they would be killed. That's how it works. So there were other child victims there that weren't being abused at the same time as me. My memory from when I was 3 years old, taken to a Hollywood Illuminati Hollywood Illuminati satanic ritual party, quote unquote party event, where hundreds of people had attended a very large house in Hollywood. I was three at most. I could have even been younger. I could have been under two. From the memories, I look like I'm a baby. I'm able to be carried like a baby. I think I was even under age two. Honestly, from the memories, maybe this is good that everyone's like, redo the Hollywood video, because some of it didn't make sense the first time I made it because I was saying I was a certain age, but by age two, I already looked like a four-year-old. So I think I was a baby when I was being tortured. I was small enough to be held like a child, but a toddler size child. So I'm guessing anywhere between 1.5 and 2 now at this point, because everyone was carrying me around. The vision, it's hard to say. I could have been 3. I guess 3 the first time. I could be right. Maybe I was 3. I just don't know. But I was small enough that people were able to pick me up. So what I remember from it is that my parents weren't there. I don't remember how I got there. The memory starts at me being, brutally raped in a hot tub, like tub, and I don't know whether it was an actual hot tub or not because it wasn't hot, but there was water in this tub and there was a bunch of adults. Everyone there was an adult except for one child victim who was 10 who walked through and then left. There was a couple teenagers there. So, it was men and women, all Hollywood stars. If I name them, you would know them. They're still alive and acting or in the industry today. And they were raping me. Females would force me to suck on their tits. The men would rape me anally or vaginally, or try to have me give them a blowjob. So I was in a tub, and if I didn't cooperate, like I was trying to bite them, and they would drown me, hold me underwater, and told me if I did it again, they would drown me and kill me, and so forth. So I was continually passed around by these people in Hollywood, very famous actors, movie stars, some not so famous actors and movie stars, some producers and so forth. It was Freemasonic Illuminati in nature, and I'll get to that in a minute as to how I know that, but they had an altar set up in the middle of the room, and there was like various tables, instruments, some vague memories of a statue. I was too young to really remember what the statue was. Some other things like posted on an altar that I didn't take notice of. I was too busy being raped repeatedly, nonstop, literally nonstop, passed around to different various people. I was then put on a table, and the woman that I'd like to name because I really hate her, and you know who she is, she's a famous Hollywood actress, used a device on me that I repeatedly said that they use, and I don't know what it's called, but it's a long tool with a round ball on the end with spikes. They raped me with that so that I would bleed. It's part of their ritual. And then literally hundreds of men lined up to rape me and come inside of me. I was laid on a table with my legs open, and they just literally each took turns raping me and coming inside of me. Until, like, I went unconscious and my eyes rolled back into my head from it. And then they performed some sort of ritual on me, which I was not really totally conscious for. But a man with a mask, who I believe was one of the people that raped me and screamed at the party, quote-unquote party, that he said, "Is this a goddamn Hollywood party or not? Where's the lubrication?" So that he could rape me with lubrication at age 3 or under. So I believe it was the same actor who then put on a mask and a black mask and a black robe, who then performed some sort of ritual on me after I was raped repeatedly. That's all. That's the end. That's all I remember. And I can't name names. It's just too dangerous for me. I know you guys want the names. I'm sorry. The reason why none of us name names is because we could get killed. Actors and non-actors alike. Okay. Let's light up the unicorn. Unicorns and rainbows probably saved my life.